Han's jaw dropped.
Wait a minute. Are you saying Kesh is in the rift? Is that their secret?
The thought had crossed my mind, but no,
Luke said.
If Kesh were here, there wouldn't be any Mandalorians or miners running around the rift. The Sith would never take that chance.
If you say so,
Keg said, sounding a little doubtful.
So, what is this Kesh?
It's the homeworld of the lost tribe of Sith,
Han explained.
But its location is a big secret, mainly because it's so far outside the hyperspace lanes that the lost tribe was marooned there for 5,000 years.
I see,
Keg said.
Then how unfortunate it is that Kesh cannot be here.
Why?
Leia asked.
Because then we would know why the Krefs wanted my share of the Miners Support Cooperative,
Keg explained.
It would give them a seat on the Rift Mesh Committee.
Han frowned.
And that's important. Why?
Because the Rift Mesh isn't static,
Lando said.
It's constantly being expanded and repaired. And it's the Mesh Committee that decides when and where.
So if the Krefs had a seat on the committee, they could influence which beacons to repair and where to place new ones,
Keg said.
And even if they failed to win the vote, they would know the committee's plans.
Leia frowned.
I'm still not following. How does knowing the committee's plans keep people away from Kesh, or whatever the Krefs are trying to protect?
Because it's dangerous to operate beyond the Rift Mesh,
Keg explained.
Too dangerous. Without a beacon signal, it is easy to lose your way, and it is impossible to summon help.
There aren't many miners who like to operate out of touch in the Rift,
Lando added.
If the Krefts know where the cooperative is putting new beacons, they can destroy the ones that are too close for comfort. That way there isn't much chance a Tug captain could stumble across their secret.
And if one did, he and his crew would just disappear,
Keg said.
It may not be this Kesh that the Krefts are hiding, but it must be something like it. Something big and immobile. We only need to figure out what.
Agreed,
Han nodded. Then looked from the back to tank to Luke and Lando.
I say we do it.
Leia felt a lump form in her chest. There was a certain glee in Han's voice that she never liked to hear. A mad enthusiasm that came only when he had decided to attempt something wild and dangerous that he would not be talked out of.
Do what exactly?
Leia asked. Han continued to look at Luke and Lando, awaiting their replies.
Han,
Leia said, trying not to sound worried.
Do what?
Han continued to watch Luke and Lando. At last, Luke shrugged, and Lando nodded.
I guess I don't have any better ideas,
Lando said.
Better than what?
Leia demanded. Han grinned, then finally looked back to her.
It's okay. I have a plan.